Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number three is upon us. Kurt Rogers joining us now for our Monday Mortgage Minute. Kurt, how are you, sir? What a great night.
I'm doing fine. Getting ready for Christmas like I hope you are, John.
Yeah, we are, and we're looking for the planet alignment tonight, making it look like the Christmas star. Yep. So we're getting ready for that as well here in the studio. Kurt will be able to look out the window and hopefully see it. But anxious to also, I'll do this a little differently. Anxious for tomorrow, we're going to do a special Haystack Help. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, well, there was a couple of us decided to get together and just kind of talk about the things that are important at Christmas, which is family, the gifts that you got, the gifts that you gave, the memories that you have, all that. So we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. There's about five of us. John, you're one of those, so I'm looking forward to it also.
Yeah, I am too. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun. All right. On the other hand, let's talk about mortgages and rates and all the different things that are going on. And I had an opportunity to talk to some folks over the weekend even about you and the different things that you can do when it comes to mortgages and rates and saving money. And, Kurt, I still think there's a lot of maybe misconception isn't the right word, but I think a lot of folks think, well, you know, I've got a 4.5% rate. I'm doing pretty well. I've got a 4% rate. I'm doing pretty well. Why do I need to go through all that hassle of refinancing? And the reality is they could save a lot of money if they did.
Well, and I'm kind of glad you asked that, because I've had several customers that have got rates at 3.125 to 3.375 in the last 5 or 6 days that were able to drop their payments $250 to $350 a month.
That's a lot.
And it's not just what you can do with the rate. It's what's it do monthly for us.
Right.
Some of these folks aren't even extending their term. You know, they've been in the loan
right.
for 18 months to 2 years. They're going to stay at 28 years, and they're still dropping money. Because of the savings that this creates, it just makes it so much better.
I don't know, again, Kurt, when I talk to people, you literally get almost this, I'm at 4%, and I just don't want to go through the hassle. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I'm not going to save that much money. Why should I do that? And I'm like, my answer back is, do you just like spending money you don't need to spend and giving it to the mortgage company when you don't need to?
That's, well, we talked about this on your Thursday show. 45% of the people are paying over 3.75% and shouldn't be.
That's a lot. They shouldn't. They should not be. They don't have to.
No, there's no reason for it when money is this cheap. I think some people think that there's a lot of cost in doing it. The cost is nominal. The cost is basically one payment, and you're going to skip that anyhow. Because most of the time right now, everybody's waiving appraisals.
Right.
So you got no appraisal fee. We don't charge any fees up front. So you got title fees. I mean, it's almost nothing.
It's a no-brainer. Kurt, and I want to spend just a minute. We'll make this the Monday Mortgage 2 minutes, because I have another question for you, because I think a lot of folks out there are not thinking this way, and they should be, as we start entering into 2021 and people are looking at different things in the future and, you know, COVID. And I know a lot of folks should be sitting down and thinking, okay, how could I protect myself financially speaking when it comes to some of the ups and downs that are out there? And in some cases, getting a rental property or doing something along those lines would really help some folks out. They just don't know how to do it. What's the first step in that, and how can you help them get involved in that?
Well, again, it's funny you bring that up, because over the weekend I'm buying a rental property because it's going to give me that extra cash flow to where I don't have to worry about it. It's a simple process. You get the basic application, you figure out how much cash flow you want, and then you can find the properties. And the cash flow you just put in the bank for the rainy day, and if you need it, it's there. If not, somebody else is paying off your investment property.
Makes sense. And again, folks, you can call Kurt and get a hold of him and make that happen. How do they find you, Kurt?
720-895-0500, or then go to our website at aimortgage.net.
Perfect. Good stuff. Kurt, I'll see you tomorrow, sir.
You got it. Take
all right,
care.
Have a great night. And that, again, we will be on Haystack Help Radio tomorrow at noon, and it'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. Mighty Hand Construction is coming up next, folks. And anything you need when it comes to the expansion of your home, your living space, even if you want to add a building or even build a new house, they're there for you in Northern Colorado. 970-844-9191 or find them online at klzradio.com.
The team at Mighty Hand gets back to you. A lot of mom-and-pop construction companies don't have large enough teams to call you back promptly. The same guy probably works as both the foreman and the salesperson, so he simply doesn't have the time. Micah Applegate, owner of Mighty Hand Construction in Fort Collins, has a team of dedicated project managers who will make sure you have a solid estimate on your remodeling project within a couple of weeks, at the latest. As a full-service construction company with nothing but five-star reviews, Mighty Hand prides themselves on their timely responses. Micah and his team run a well-organized business with designated shop managers, their own delivery trucks and equipment, subcontractors they trust, and experienced foremen who will oversee every detail of your project. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand for custom real estate modification in Northern Colorado. Honoring God, impacting customers.
And again, if you need help getting that done, Kurt Rogers can help you with that part of remodel as well. Give Kurt a call again, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
All right, folks, a good shop. And if you're involved in an accident, keep in mind you should still control the process of getting your car repaired. And what I mean by that is don't let the insurance company control that. You need to do that. You can say where the car gets towed. You can say who fixes the car. You do not have to do what an insurance company said. I have seen those guys bully people around to where they think they have to go to a particular place to get the car fixed or even get an estimate. And the reality is, no, you do not. We have a place you can go. It's a good shop. Two locations in North Glen, one in Commerce City. Find them at klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
After an accident, you just want your vehicle back the way it was as quickly as possible. Before founding a Good Shop Collision Center in North Glen and Commerce City, Al Sturm used to work for some of the big corporate conglomerates, so he has the personal experience to compare the two. Al recently heard from a customer who tried using one of the big corporate shops for some auto body work on his old truck. He waited a month just to get an estimate, only to find out they wouldn't work on older vehicles. At a good shop, Al and his team have the autonomy they need to take care of their customers. You don't want your vehicle tied up any longer than necessary. Because a good shop has three locations, they can get you in for an estimate faster. Al and his team at a good shop are proud to run a certified, independent auto body shop where you're more than just a number. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason. I don't hear myself either, Charlie. Is this me or are we on? KLZ 560, there we go, Rush to Reason. I'm your host, John Rush, and I just got word from some folks that are outside of the studio, because we have a hard time seeing through our tinted glass, that the star is visible. I shouldn't say star, it's the Christmas star, we're calling it. The two planets coming together. It's in the far left sky. There is a line cloud. Come back just a little bit, and it looks like a 1. So there you have it. So if those of you are outside looking for the star, you can actually now see it according to my sources. We will do our best to see it here in the studio as best we can. If not, I'll look for it when I head outside here in about 45 minutes. But you're welcome to, if you're outside, please look at that and let us know. And you can text us even if you've seen it. And maybe some of you that are really good photographers might be able to get a great picture. If you can do that and send it our way, we would be happy to post some of those up even a little later. So please let us know if you can see that. Our next guest, though, joining us now, John Diamond is joining us, founder and director of Peacemakers Outreach. John, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you?
Hey, John, love your name, love your show.
Thank you, sir. Likewise. Appreciate you joining us. Talk to us about the vaccine that everybody's so, I shouldn't say everybody because I'm not, but a lot of folks are excited about it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not excited at all. Yeah, I wrote an article for a friend of mine, Brian Lee Dean, Sons of Radio Liberty. He's got about 130 stations that he's on out of Minnesota there. And boy, it really took off. And I linked to a video in which the CIA is talking about. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of the God gene. There's been some books written about it. It's how faith and spirituality is kind of wired into our DNA. And boy, there's a lot of people really questioning this vaccine, because it really is different than any other vaccine. Most vaccines, if you just study vaccine therapy, they just give you a little bit of whatever it is they're trying to prevent, so your body builds up an immune system, a defense response. But this vaccine is actually intended to change your RNA, your DNA, your genetic makeup, which is something that's extremely scary. It's never been done before. And then when you try to factor in the fact that you know, this thing's got like a 99.98% survival rate, according to President Trump's own briefing, you really got to start asking yourself some questions. Is, you know, why are they trying to force a worldwide mandate of a vaccine that has a mortality rate that is really no different than the normal flu?
Well, and John, I thank you. I mean, we've been saying that all along, and really trying to figure that question out. You know, we're looking for a vaccine. I guess, you know, I'm one where I'm not so sure you couldn't inject people the placebo right now and get the confidence level up to where we start opening up things and do what we need to do. And I'm confused. I really don't understand this either. I mean, we're acting like this is going to be the cure-all. It's not going to be the cure-all. Even if it were, it's not, because it never can be. Just like the H1N1, you know, this thing will change, it'll morph, it won't stay the same. I'm talking about the COVID-19 virus itself. It will not stay the same. I know enough studying that I've done, John, to know that it will not stay the same. So we're looking for this sort of this you know, godlike vaccine, if you would, that's supposed to be the cure all, but there's no way that it can be.
No, absolutely not. And I heard the other day on a sports show, they said the answer to every question is money. So it doesn't matter what the question is, the answer is money. So when you follow the money trail, I mean, Bill Gates stepped down from Microsoft on the day, March 13th, and you can Google this and research it, the day President Trump announced national state of emergency, I think it was March 13th, to focus on pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, no, I don't think, John, I don't think there's anybody out there that, you know, whether you're even on the conservative side or not, would even debate what you and I are talking about there. I think that very well known that, you know, Bill Gates has had his hand, even through the foundation he's got, even outside of all of this, he's had his hand in vaccines and that end of things for quite some time. And I just, as a side note for everybody listening, and I'll say this straight up, I've never been a huge fan of Bill Gates. I was never a huge fan of Microsoft. I've been an Apple guy for a very long time, not because of Bill Gates, but just because I don't like some of the predatory practices they had way back in the day, John, and they did that with their software systems. I mean, I can only imagine what they would be doing on this end of things if they do this the way they did that. You can only imagine what it's going to be like. That's why I've never liked Bill Gates.
Yeah, exactly. And you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you're really talking about a person's predatory nature, that, you know, they'll just prey on anybody. They've got him in interviews saying that pharmaceuticals is the best investment he ever made. He expects to make 20-fold or 20 times off more off of his investment. I mean, this thing is all about money. So what you have is a guy that was not elected by anybody,
right,
who has no medical training whatsoever, being paraded in front of the mainstream media like he's some expert on something, saying, well, you can't go to school till you get a vaccine. Nobody put you in charge of anybody to tell us what we can and cannot do. And then the second thing, it is actually criminal for you to stand up and give medical advice. My mom worked for a health food store out of Sears years ago, and she just recommended somebody do, I forget what it was, take magnesium for headaches. The FDA pulled her in and threatened her for giving medical advice without a license, and she was just recommending a vitamin. Now, here you got this guy being paraded across world media, telling everybody what they got to do, and, I mean, it stinks. It is evil as the day is long, and I would tell anybody they better think 18 times harder before.
And some of the studying, John, that you've done, because I've done a little bit, and, you know, as a talk show host, as you know, I mean, I need to know about a little, I mean, I need to know an inch deep on almost every subject that's out there. I don't have the time to get into a mile, you know, depth of studying and so on. I do as much as I possibly can, and I try to be up on everything. The one thing that I have not had a chance to really dig into is, you know, this DNA alteration, if you would, that's inside of this vaccine. I have not done a lot of studying on that. Have you?
Yeah, I have, and I tell you what I can do. I mean, I do have your email if you want to follow up on this, either with other people or even with me. It doesn't matter. But I'll send you a lot of the documentation I have on this. And again, it's scary that, you know, it's not like they're giving you a little bit of the flu so your body will build up immunity to it. They are actually changing your genetic makeup. And I'll tell you what, nobody better come at me with a needle thinking they're going to change the genetic makeup of me and my family, because they're going to be in some trouble.
So what, I mean, I guess first question I have, is this the same with every vaccine, or are there certain brands of this that are different than others when it comes to what you're talking about?
No, the two, from what I understand, they're both the exact same thing. They're both seeking to, change the genetic makeup of an individual, change your DNA, RNA. And I'm like you. I'm not a geneticist to speak at the deeper levels. But the research I have done are from these people who have done this. And that's what the thing that they point out more than anything, the thing that you ought to make you very leery. This is not like smallpox. This isn't like any other vaccine that you would possibly get. You know, you got Ebola out there that's highly contagious, that makes people bleed out of their eyeballs. And there was not this worldwide mass vaccination attempt over Ebola, but now it is over this, basically a flu, and that's really all it is. They make sure they don't call it a flu,
right?
But, you know, I mean, the swine flu wasn't a flu, it was H1N1. The flu is influenza, so they could have done this thing back in 2006 by saying, oh wait, swine flu's not a flu, quit calling it a flu. It has the same symptoms. It has the same respiratory symptoms as the flu. So it's in the same category, but they knew if they called it the bat flu or the China flu or any other flu, people wouldn't freak out and be fearful. But they made sure early on they divorced it from that. And, oh, the COVID-19, you know. So
I've said this earlier, John, in our program today, and I've been saying this all along, that I really am dumbfounded with the amount of people, especially in the United States of America, Christians alike, that have bought into what you and I are talking about. And I'll say this publicly, I've said it every time, I'll continue to say it, has COVID-19 killed people? Yes, it has, but I have to remind everybody that, you know, so does heart disease and cancer and diabetes and car accidents. I mean, I can go down the list, John. There's lots of things out there that can potentially kill us. And I'm tired of hearing the excuse of, well, you know, if we just save one life, or you know, if you think you can just save one life by wearing a mask or doing the things that you do, then isn't it all worth it? And my answer always back is no, it isn't, because I'm not willing to give up the freedoms that, you know, our forefathers and all of the military men and women have fought over the years to actually give us in this country. And God himself, I believe, gave us this country. John, I'm not willing to really give up that freedom because of what we're talking about with, to your point, a flu virus.
Yeah, and I couldn't have said it any better than everything that you served there. I'm an 8-year Air Force veteran. I'm a minister. I mean, yeah, you nailed it right on the head. I am not about, because, I mean, fear is the way they control people. It always has been, and it always will be, because that's the one thing that people will lay down their liberty
for. That's right.
And once they take it, you know.
You're not getting it back. I talked about that with my own son here, John, just a few minutes ago. And the reality is, when you give something up, it's so hard. I likened it, and you'll probably appreciate this, but I was talking to my own son, and I, you know, mentioned that when you're raising kids, you know, you give them a little bit at a time as you go along as far as their freedoms go, because we know as parents that if you give some, it's extremely hard to pull that back. And the same is happening now in our country, John. We're giving up freedoms that you, frankly, are not going to get back again.
Well, that's right. And it's been, just like I said, it's all based on fear. And, I mean, they know how to manipulate the system. Again, just Google, I mean, because Bill Gates owns everybody. He owns our politicians. He owns our medical schools. He owns our fit. This is how the same corporate, all the big corporations that are owned by about 130 people worldwide are all spewing the same message, because they're all in the same little cadre of power and control. It's just Google Johns Hopkins Bill Gates donations, and you'll see that he's given tens of millions of dollars to Johns Hopkins. Well, where are they getting all their information from about the number of deaths? I just saw an interview with a lady today who was in an emergency room, and she said, we had two guys come in with gunshot wounds, and they listed them as COVID deaths.
Right.
So why are you faking all these deaths if this is a real syndrome that we're dealing with?
Right.
I mean, it's just evil.
Well said. John, I appreciate it. How do folks find out more about what you guys have going on and where they can follow you?
I've got two books out right now. Just came out, one from Trinity Broadcasting called Fighting the Next American Revolution, which I predicted about 15 years ago where we're going to be today. This, I know this is a different topic. Another one called An Appeal to Heaven, which is what our founding fathers did to end the tyranny in their country back in 1775, because that's where we're at. We're back to about 1775 right now. So I would just encourage you, Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice, and Fighting the Next American Revolution, Dr. John Diamond, and I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, John, we'll have you back here right after the first of the year. I'd love to chat more even on some of those topics.
Absolutely, my brother. Have a Merry Christmas.
Sounds great, John. I appreciate it very much. You do the same. Let's go to Paul in Cheyenne before I take a break. Paul, welcome. How's it going, sir?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. Thanks for calling, sir.
All right. You know, I was hearing about this vaccine changing your RNA, DNA, and all that stuff. What does that mean?
You know what? I'm going to have to do some more studying on it, Paul, to find out, because I'll be first to say I don't know. That is not something I have a huge knowledge of. You guys know me. I'm a car guy. I understand that end of things. I've got a fair amount of common sense. I can read different things, and I will be sure to do that. But, Paul, honestly, I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay, because, I mean, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, everybody's all up in arms. So, oh, what's going to change your DNA? Well, I mean, is that for the good or for the bad?
Personally speaking, Paul, I don't know that I want my actual DNA changed. I will just say that right up front. I will not get the vaccine. I don't need the vaccine. I'm healthy. There's only going to be some weird circumstances, let's say it that way, where I may actually, and I'll have to really think hard about whether I want to take it or not after I do some more studying. But right now, on the face of it, Paul, I have no intention of getting the vaccine any way, shape, or form. And I could explain, maybe at a later date as to why I might have to get one, but that would be it would be an extremating circumstance for me to actually end up with it, Paul.
I'll do some more studying
and get back to you guys. I appreciate it, Paul. Ken and Bertha, hang tight. I'll get with you in just 1 minute. Lines are open, 303-477-5600. Purefoy Chevrolet's coming up next, folks. And I believe Rolly Purefoy is going to be with us tomorrow on Haystack Help Radio as well. It'll be a fun time. We're looking forward to that, just talking about Christmas and the good times and the fun. In the meantime, though, if you need to buy a new or used car or truck, we've got you covered at Purefoy Chevrolet. Head out to Fort Lupton. It's not much of a drive. Highway 52 and Highway 85, 303-659-8311, or find them at purefoychevrolet.com.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purefoy and his team at Purefoy Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses, so we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have, and that made my job easier being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this, when I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in and it's like, hi, Kathy, hi, Al. We'd do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purifoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith. As we head on to the new year, 2021, make sure that your finances are where they need to be and where you can get to retirement and stay there. 303-744-1128 or find Al at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Ken and Bertha is next. Ken, welcome. What's going on, sir?
Hey there, John. You know, I like to backtrack a little bit to earlier in this year. You know, the part that bothered me about this COVID stuff was how fast the entire world bowed its knee and jumped into action.
Boy, they did it quickly. Overnight, really, in a way, Ken.
It's like they were, it's like some people were ready for it. You know, they were planning for it.
Well, I think, and I'm not a big conspiracy guy, Ken, but I will say right now that I think there's been lots of people ready for whatever they could jump on. You know, whatever bandwagon would show up that they could jump on and ride that thing as long as they could. I think a lot of folks were already waiting for that, and that's why I think it wasn't that hard to get people in line. Did they create it to make that happen? No, I don't think I'd go that far, and maybe we'll turn. Maybe it'll turn up that that is, in fact, what happened. But I do believe there were just a bunch of countries, individuals, the higher-ups and so on, that were just waiting for an opportunity, and once they saw it, they seized it.
Yeah, you know, I totally understand that, but the agreement is just, we can't agree on anything else.
No, but you know what? They all agreed upon, and I've said this before on air, the thing that the rest of the world agreed upon, and the leaders of the rest of the world especially, not the citizenry, but the leaders of, and that's really what it boils down to, is the leaders of all the other countries, for the most part, cannot stand Donald Trump. That's the biggest problem that we've had as a country is the fact the rest of the world hates us. And I don't say that as a problem in regards to it being a problem. I don't personally think it's a problem, but it's a problem in this end of things because the rest of the world would do anything they possibly could to get rid of him. And the reason being, Ken, is because they all know that they don't get their way when he's president. So, of course, they don't want to see him. You know, it's like a kid playing two parents against each other. If they know they can go to one parent and get something versus going to the other parent and not getting it, which parent do you think they're going to go to all the time? Well, the one that they know they're going to get their way with. Well, it's the same way with the rest of the world and Donald Trump. They know they're not going to get their way with him, so they'd rather have somebody else in his position.
Yeah, you know, let me ask you something, because I haven't watched any news, and almost never do, but especially now since Fox has turned liberal. But what has gone on in the Middle East? What have they done? Did COVID ever hit in the Muslim countries? Or
it hit Iran really? You know, it hit Iran profusely. We actually interviewed some folks even early on with COVID, where you know they were even lying about a lot of their numbers, and the dictators there were really letting their people die and really not even doing what they needed to do to try to help their own people out. So there were parts of the Middle East where it hit pretty hard. Other parts, you know, not so much. And I think that has to do with living conditions and sanitary conditions, Ken, as much as any, just like it does here in the U.S.
Well, see, that's what I wondered, because, you know, so many of the things like in China and in other countries where people live with their animals, we're used to stuff coming out of there. We're not used to something like this one. But this one still bothers me when you go back to the beginning. Were they making it up that in China that those doctors were running around trying to save people's lives, saying it got out of their clinic or whatever it was?
I don't know, Ken. This, I think, is going to be one of those things where I'm not so sure that we won't know for 20 or 25 years what really happened when it's all said and done. We're not going to know in two, I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't think they want us to know.
They don't. You're 100% correct there. They do not.
I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Gates is part of it. I mean, I really wouldn't.
That would not shock me either. And I've said this before, I'll keep saying, I don't have a high regard for Bill Gates. I think he's one of the most evil men on the planet. I've never had a high regard for him. There's other people that are wealthy that I do have some respect and regard for. Bill Gates is not one of them. It never has been.
So you can understand why that even if it doesn't end up the way I believe, I am standing 150% that something is going to be revealed and Trump will stay president, because we are going to have the world's worst mess if he's not.
I hope you are correct, Ken. I really do. I hope you're right. I'll leave it with that. I'll let you go. I appreciate the phone call as always. Toby in Wheatland is up next. Toby, welcome. What's going on?
Oh, good afternoon, John. Or evening.
Thank you. It is evening now. Thanks for joining us, Toby.
You were talking about the COVID. You know, everybody dies with the COVID. Aren't they making the money off the dead?
Well, to your point, Toby, and I think I've proved this. Steve House is going to try to join us here in the next day or so as well and explain some of this, because he did some research after he was on with me last week. And yes, what we did find was that, in fact, yes, hospitals and states, the more dead. In fact, even COVID patients alone in a hospital, if they're on any kind of government assistant, Medicaid, Medicare, they get a higher percentage of money back if their patients have COVID versus those that do not.
Yeah, but if they don't have COVID, they're using these people, and that's a fraud.
You're correct. 100% correct, and, Toby.
And as far as Bill Gates and old Fauci goes, old Fauci, I call him.
The little communist is what I call him.
Oh, yeah, they're all both. But anyway, they both got their fingers in that lab over there in China.
Oh, I agree. Yes, again, these are not rumors, Toby, what you're talking about. It's very much documented that, yes, they've got their fingers in the cookie jar, no doubt about it. Sure do.
And that's the way with old Bill Gates. He's got it in the World Health Organization over there, too.
Bill Gates has used his power and money to really influence and affect a lot of things through the, and by the way, not a dumb man. I mean, if you think about it, what he's done, Toby, real quick for everybody listening also, Bill Gates isn't stupid. He didn't get to be one of the richest men, if not the richest man in the world, by being dumb. He's very smart. And what he Toby, to gain that influence around the world is he went in under the guise of healthcare, which, you know, who as a country doesn't want somebody coming in and helping with immunizations and things that potentially, quote unquote, would help your people. So that's really what he's been able to do. In my opinion, Bill Gates has been able to get his shoe in the door of a lot of places that he wouldn't have not been able to do otherwise, and he's done it through the guise of healthcare.
Yeah, him and old Fauci both got a patent on these vaccines.
Well, Fauci definitely will get money back in. I've not verified Bill Gates does, but it would not surprise me if he does.
I think it's just wrong for him to use COVID after these people die. I don't care whether it's, you know, whether they were shot, whether they was killed in a motorcycle wreck or what.
No, you're right, Toby. Agree. Well said.
That is wrong.
Agree.
It's just plain wrong, and the American taxpayers, by gosh, are going to have to pay for it.
Toby, I'll leave you with that. Well said. I cannot disagree with anything she just said, by the way. She is spot on. If you want to add to the conversation, 303-477-5600. Folks, again, I am not an expert when it comes to, you know, biology and DNA and what's going on with the vaccines and so on. I will do some research, and that's what I do. I'll read and find out as much as I possibly can. I by no means have any kind of a you know, background or specialty in that area, but I can read, I can decipher, and I know the right people to talk to when it comes to these things as well. I said it earlier, I will not be getting the vaccine unless there's some extenuating circumstance where it's beyond, you know, it's always my control, but if there's something that comes up and I don't have any choice, and believe me, I'll have to do a lot of studying before that to even determine if that's something I'm going to do. At this point in time, right now, at the present time, the answer for me is no. I may have to even alter my lifestyle some to actually make that happen, depending upon what happens on down the road, and we all may have to do that depending upon what happens on down the road. One thing I want to talk about here for just a moment, and then when I come back, I want to talk about something else, but real quick, I've got to believe that right now, Governor Polis has got to be looking at COVID numbers, and unless he's just a complete, utter moron, he's got to be looking at these numbers and saying, wait a minute, boy, was I wrong? I'm not correct in what's gone on. Our hospitalizations, by the way, peaked on December 1st. Peaked on December 1st. The daily rate of hospitalizations has been dropping every day, and we're down to about 25% in just 19 days. I think Joe sent me this. The Sunday report was 1,398 is all. 25% drop. So this continued downward trend of COVID in Colorado, Joe says it this way, if not stopped, we'll make the governor's historical predictions about overloading our hospital system and all the money that has been spent on coronavirus and maintaining the Denver Convention Center into an emergency room, an emergency field hospital, I should say, seem ridiculous and become a major source of embarrassment to our governor. And by the way, folks, again, if he's not looking at this correctly, I don't know what to tell him, but this is a huge, huge issue. One that if I were him, I would be really worried about my governor's race in a couple of years where all of this is going to be used against him. And it should be, by the way. He's in charge. It should be used against him. Having all of these restaurants and everything now in a code red and having everything shut down, as I said earlier, we allow people to go to the shopping mall. We'll let them be arm in arm there. And don't give me this nonsense about how they're distanced and all of this, because it's a bunch of hogwash. It's not true. I've watched it. I've been there. It's not true. We'll allow that, but we can't go into a restaurant, sit down, and eat. You can't have a waiter come up, waitress come up and, you know, service you and get you the food and the things that you want and you know, take care of you the way they want to take care of you and get a tip at the end of the day. They can't do that, but you can go to the mall. This is so wrong. I just don't know any other way to say it. It's just so wrong what we're doing to small business in our own state, yet we're allowing, you know, the mall to be open. We're allowing, you know, you can go to, you know, name someplace else. Target, Walmart. I'm going down the list. I went by the mall yesterday. It was packed. Flatirons Mall was packed. But you can't go to church. That's not because of state orders at this point. That's because churches don't have any spine. Whole nother topic. And a lot of folks running the churches have no spine. Shame on you, by the way. I'll say that. Shame on you. You should be open. And if people want to sit arm in arm, let them. If they don't, let them. If they want to social distance, that's up to them. By the way, if you're that worried about being out in public, it's funny. The same person that would be worried about going to church is the same person that'll go to the mall right afterwards or during. I don't have a lot of sympathy for folks anymore. If there's anything COVID has done for me these last 6-7 months is I don't have much sympathy for some folks anymore because they talk out of both sides of their mouth, our governor being one of them. He's got to be the biggest hypocrite on the planet. Literally the biggest hypocrite on the planet. We'll come back, 303-477-5600. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. Don't forget, folks, they've got Cooper Tires at cost. And you can do that by going to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Kevin Flesh, no matter what question you've got in the legal end of things, Kevin is your guy. He'd love to help you out, even if it's a business question, been in an accident, you name it. Make sure that you're represented properly. Kevin does that for you. Great guy. I'll vouch for him all day long. It's F-L-E-S-C-H, Flesh and Beck Law Firm, or call him at 303-806-8886.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has one goal: to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Networks change, benefits change, prescription plans change, and premium costs go up. So you want an independent broker who will compare plans from many different insurance companies, hunting for the right coverage at the best price for you. Group Insurance Analysts, 303-423-0162.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive, this is John Rush.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Michael's up next. Michael, welcome. How are you today?
I'm all right, John. Yourself?
Good. Can you see the star?
I can finally. It's about, I'd say about 30 degrees off the horizon as far as I can tell.
Awesome.
You can actually, if you look close enough with the dark enough sky behind it, you can actually differentiate the two planets.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool. Can't wait to get out and see it. 10 minutes, I'll be looking at it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's so cool.
I want to comment on your thing about churches. There was
yes.
an article not too long ago about Flatiron Church up in Lafayette,
mm-hmm.
how they had a 500-person outside service, and someone complained because not enough people were wearing masks, and then the church instantly bowed down and started working with the Tri-County Health Department, which royally ticked me off. I was going there for quite a long time. Well, before I went there, I went to a church called Harvest Fellowship in Brighton, Colorado.
Right, yeah, I know where that is, yes.
Well, Harvest Fellowship has basically said, hey, Governor, we're not going to give you the bird because that's against our faith, but we're verbally giving you the bird. My pastor at Harvest Fellowship sent the governor a letter and said, sorry, but we're not closing, we're not distancing,
Good.
We're not limiting seats.
Good.
Our church is open.
And you know, Michael, what's funny about all of that is, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but what's funny about that, or I shouldn't say funny, but what's accurate about that is we haven't, because you believe you me, the news media would be all over this like old age, and so would Governor Polis. If any of those churches that are doing what yours is had any kind of a major outbreak, everyone in the world would hear about it, and it hasn't happened.
I agree, and my pastor was even adamant enough to say that he will keep the church open even to the point of, if it comes to it, him being arrested. He does not care. He feels that our
good for him.
To worship and be in church is
good for him.
More important than the governor's orders, and I stand by him, and that's why I'm going to church.
Good for him. And, you know, in my beef with churches like Flatirons, and I heard the same story you did, so I have no problem saying this publicly, and I've attended Flatirons, so those of you that are listening kind of know where my background is, but I will say this, no matter whether I've attended there or not, here's the reality. Are you going to let those that have no faith control those that have faith, Michael? That's really what I would have to ask the leaders at Flatirons would be, you're letting the community with no faith tell you that have faith how to run things? When did we start doing that, Michael?
we shouldn't, and we never should have.
Thank you.
And one more thing, I want to point out is Christmas Eve, Harvest Fellowship is hosting a praise and worship service. It starts at 5 p.m., and I would love to see that church packed from one door to the other.
You know what? And those of you that, we'll do this over the next couple of days. Those of you that have churches that you know are going to have full services, Christmas Eve, whatever, I have no problem announcing where those are at. I have no problem doing that whatsoever. You guys tell me where they are. Either text them to us or call in like you're doing, Michael, and we'll get the word out. Be happy to.
Awesome. Thanks, Sean.
Michael, thank you. I do appreciate it very much. Bruce, you're up next. What's going on?
Oh, cripes. There you go.
Don't hey,
you
what's happening, sir?
Well, you know, the ice is thick enough. I went out there to do the ice fishing there. Oh, I got a big one, though. I tell you what.
Good.
Oh,
don't you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then by the time I got it in there, most of it had ground away because that big old chunk of ice was just a huge thing, but it ground away.
That's hilarious. How are things in Minnesota, Bruce? Yeah.
The benevolent leader of Minnesota allowed the gyms to open back up in a town of a population roughly 800.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
No, where I'm at is about, give or take, north and east 3.5 hours of the cities.
Okay.
Now, you look at everything on the map. Everything is in the cities or north of where I'm at in Fargo-Moorhead. We don't really have a whole lot of nothing going around here. I've seen some silly people driving around in their cars with masks on here.
Knuckleheads.
I live in a town of under the population of under 70. Come on.
Unbelievable. Yeah, there's no common sense left, Bruce, especially when it comes to the political world. These guys don't have any common sense left at all. None. It's gone.
No, and we've got Keith Ellison as the AG here in Minnesota.
Yep.
And there was video evidence of him beating and berating his, I think at the time, girlfriend that the girlfriend's son took.
Hmm.
Nothing.
Upstanding individual, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are basically screwed.
Well, you know what? We're not in much better shape, as you know, Bruce, from listening. We're going through the same thing. We basically, in the majority of the state, have got things really locked down. You can't go out to eat. If you do, it has to be outside, which don't tell me what outside in a tent has any difference with inside.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, that's where we're at.
Our benevolent leader, Comrade Commissar Tim June Walls, is allowing Minnesota to eat outdoors in December.
Yeah, it's a little chilly there.
Well, you know, today was 32, but we had a 20-mile-an-hour wind. So
yeah, that's chilly. Yeah, the wind kills it. I mean, the same thing was here this weekend. Yeah. We had a bunch of wind this weekend, which just kills outdoor dining. You know, any of these people that have any kind of patio or anything to eat out, which, again, is just ridiculous that they even have to do that, Bruce. But, yeah, same thing here. The wind kills it. There's no way these guys are making any money on a weekend like we just had.
Oh, yeah. It's the end of the week is supposed to be typical Minnesota, sub-zero weather.
Yeah, they're not going to be open.
We can eat outside in sub-zero weather. Yeehaw!
Yeah, go get them. Bruce, Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling in, sir. If I don't talk to you, have a great Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Thanks.
And everyone listening.
Thanks, Merry Bruce. Christmas. Appreciate it very much. All the way from Minnesota. Appreciate that very much. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. If you want to make that place the enchanted place of your home, you can do that. Give Enchanted Kitchens a call. Find them on our website at klzradio.com.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We appreciate you all listening. And again, Bruce from Minnesota, all of you that call in on a regular basis, whether it's from Wyoming, Nebraska, Kansas, way down south in Colorado, we have a large reach, and we really appreciate each and every one of you listening, even those of you that listen over the internet and or listening to us via our podcast and what we record. We do appreciate that as well. So we got two more days left. We are going to do something special on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. We did this last year. We're going to not do anything rerun or best of show-wise. We're going to do Christmas music like we've done in the past. You hear Christmas music from us on Thursday and Friday. We want to say a special thanks to all of our sponsors that make this happen as well each and every day and each and every year. So as we head into 2021, I should say, we're really looking forward to that year, not just to put 2020 behind us, but it'll be a great year. So it's a year that you make it what you want it to be. I know 2020 has been a little rougher, but you know what? We'll be fine. We'll move on, and we'll be fine in 2021 as well. So we'll be back tomorrow, myself and Andy. We got a lot in store for you. Don't go away. Have a great evening. Be sure to see the Christmas star to the southwest. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. But we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.